Shvius, Perek Yud Mishnah Tes. Hamachzir Chov B'Shvius, Ruach Chachamim Noichem Yemenu. If a person returns his Chov B'Shvius, and as we explained in the previous Mishnah, it means after Shvius, so the Chachamim are very happy with him. So he didn't have to pay the guy back. And he did the Afal Pikein like in the previous Mishnah. So that's a good thing. Haloivim in a ger shiniskayru vonov imo, lo yachzer levonov. If a person borrows from a ger, where the ger's children were megayer with their father, and then the father died, so he does not have to return the items that he borrowed to the children. Because really, since they're Megayer, Gershon is Gaya Kamo Kotten Shanoiladami, so the children are not related to their father, and he does not have to return it to the children. V'im Hichzir Ruach Chachamim Noichem Yimenu. And if he decides, out of his own goodwill, to return it anyway, the Chachamim are happy with him. So first of all, the Mishnah Shani explains, Lav Dafka Min HaGer, because it could be the father's a Goy. What's the difference if the father's a Ger, the father's not a Ger? The children's a Ger, and once the children is Megayer, once a child is Megayer, he's not related to the father anymore, so it doesn't matter anyway. Still, it's a good thing to return it, so why should one return it? So the Rav learns the case of this Mishnah is where everybody were Megayer together. The children and their father were Megayer at the same time in the life of the father, which means that the child was not born a Jew, and we're afraid that if you do not give the inheritance to the child, and the inheritance includes things that were borrowed from the father, so then the child will be really upset, and he may go back to his old ways and try to return to not being a Jew and say that he has a shaychus to that money, and he'll try to convert back to get the money back. So if you recall, we had this by Demai as well. We brought over there, the Kibeger brought a Taisus Yishanim, and the Mishnah Shana brings it here too. Because the question is obviously, but the guy's wrong, right? Because the guy is a Katan Shanoilad, so why is he going to go back to his old religion? It doesn't really help him. He's never going to, once a person's a Jew, he can never be a guy again. So he can never really inherit his father. What's he thinking? So the Teretz Taisus Yishanim says, Eina Chanami, the guy's wrong. He's going to make a mistake. But Mikol Makam, this is what he's going to do. Still, we have a fear he's going to do this and make this mistake. The Chacham are very happy when we give him back his money. But the Rav says, but if we're dealing with a case where the child was born Jewish, but when he was conceived, his father was not Jewish. So that's the disconnect from the father, because if he was conceived and the father was Jewish, he's just the child of this father, and he's a full-fledged Jew, and this is his full-fledged father. But if he was conceived from his father, well, his father was a Goy, and then they were Megayer, I guess his father and his mother, after she was already pregnant, then there's no reason the Chum would be happy from this. Because there's no chashash that the guy's going to go back. Because when he looks at his ancestral history, he's going to see that when he was born Jewish. And he's not going to think he can go back. Because there was never time in his life that he would yarshin from his father. Min HaTorah, the Rav says that a guy yarshins from his father. As the Torah says, Ki Yerusha LeEsav Nasati, as Har Seir. And if you learn the Gemara, Rashi actually learns the opposite. And that's who the Mefarshim say the Halach is like. That the case here is actually where the baby was born Jewish. And that's the only case of Ruach Chacham Noichimenu. But if the baby was born a Goy, and the father's a Goy, and they were Megayer together after the baby was born, then it's Ein Ruach Chacham Noichimenu. The Mishnah ends, Kol HaMetalatalin Niknim B'Mashicha. All Metalatalin can be kinda through Mashicha. And the Rav explains, as long as he does not take the article that he's buying from the seller, he can renege on the deal. He can change his mind. However, whoever stands by his words, the Ruach Chacham are happy with him, which means that although he can really change his mind, if he goes through with the deal, the Chacham are very happy with him. So obviously, if he pays for it and doesn't go through, he pays money for it, and then he doesn't take the chayfetz and changes his mind, that's actually brought down in Bab Metzia. That's not a good thing. He's over a Misha Parah. So Tesiantiv explains that this is talking about a case where the guy didn't even give money. He's just Mekayim Mistvaro. He tells the seller, I'm going to buy it from you. So there, and even though you didn't give money, still you go through with it. And like the Rav says, he brings a pasuk. It's an asmachta. The Brisa says, Eifa sedek vihin sedek. The measurement of hin is nichlal in an eifa. There's 12 lugin is a hin, and 72 lugin is an eifa. So you really only need one type of measurement. Why does the Torah say both? So the asmachta, the drasha is that when you say hin, when you say yes, you should go through with it. And like the Taisus Yontif explains, but if a person obviously not only just says yes, he obviously gives more, he gives money to the guy, there that's already a different thing. Obviously he really shouldn't go back, not to be over Misha Parah, which is something that's not a bracha that's given on somebody that doesn't honor their commitments to buy things. But if one actually just says he's going to pay for it and goes through and buys it, so the Ruach HaChamim is Noichem Yimenu. Salik Mesechah Shvius.